And on the phone to Paranormal Wednesdays with Linus. How's everybody doing? How's your week been so far? I hope things are going good for you, and it's just like a smooth transition, because don't forget, next Sunday is the new moon, so you definitely want to put your intentions out. But anyway, welcome to Paranormal Wednesday. So you know, every Wednesday throughout this month of October, why? Because it's Halloween month. We're doing Paranormal Wednesdays for an hour. So call in, share your experiences, or maybe something that you heard, you know, that happened. Maybe you saw something fly in the sky, or maybe something fell off your dresser or something one night, and you know, when nobody in the room, but you just, you know, kind of a little creepy stuff. But anyway, please do call in or go in the chat room and share. We want to hear about it. So let me give you a little information here. A new poll finds 45% of Americans believe in ghosts and demons. A new poll conducted for the Halloween season found that a fairly sizable portion of Americans believe in both ghosts and demons, conducted by the website YouGov. The survey asked 1,293 people if they thought that the aforementioned entities exist, and in both instances, 45% of the responses answered either definitely or probably. Curiosity The poll also asked about the possibility that other supernatural beings could be real, and 46% of the people indicated some form of belief in that scenario as well. Interesting, huh? Okay, there's a little background. I'm going to give you some more. Here we go. So, paranormal is a phenomenon is different from hypothetical concepts such as dark matter and dark energy. Unlike paranormal phenomena, this hypothetical concepts are based on empirical observations and experimental data gathered through scientific methods. Now, paranormal investigations in the examination of phenomena that cannot be explained by normal scientific examination. Generally, paranormal investigation deals with ghosts, ESP, psychic phenomenon, etc. By definition, a supernatural or paranormal phenomenon is an event that defies explanation in terms of the typical human experience. Examples of paranormal phenomenon includes ghosts, cryptids. You know what cryptids are, right? Your Bigfoot, Dogman, folks like that. Telekinesis and other forms of psychic powers or supernatural entities. It is something that science can't explain, at least not yet. Let's discuss your experiences. Please call in and share. The chat room is also open, okay, because I want to hear about it. I mentioned a couple that I experienced myself and with my daughter, but, you know, you guys got to call in. So please join us in the chat room with your opinions or call in. Now, the show phone number is 646-727-2914. All the lines are open, so buzz on in. If you don't want to be on the air, I'll tell your question, okay? 646-727-2914. And our website is www.theessenceofsuccess.net. It is there, a subject if you'd like to see discussed, let us know. You know, you can contact us on the website or leave a message on our Facebook page, The Essence of Success Radio Network. Okay, there you go. All right, now something that caught my eye, I just got to share this with you. Now, first thing when you say haunted, what do you think of? A building, right? A house or a mansion or some old business or something, but you think of a building. So, of course, your mind goes there. Now, with so many programs on the air and such interest in the paranormal, we now have a real estate, this is the first, that also does paranormal inspections as well as your regular home inspections, you know, that consist of your electrical, plumbing, your roofing, heating, and things like that. This also is included now. You can have your home paranormal inspected. How cool is that, huh? Okay, so I'm going to read this article to you. I just love it. I just thought, my God, this is really, really, really interesting. Okay, bungalow is a residential, and this story just dropped. Bungalow is a residential real estate company serving many big markets in the southeast. Unlike most realtors, however, Bungalow claims to vertically integrate the entire house buying process, including a thorough inspection process prior to selling any home. Well, to make sure people really understood how thorough their inspections are, they turn to the paranormal because, hey, it's Halloween. I love the idea, but worried the brand didn't take the idea far enough. So it's not an uncommon strategy to exaggerate your key point in order to make sure people really get it. I mean, come on, look at Skittles with the colorful Skittle dots all over the darn kids, or Tyson Chicken with its explicit powered by campaign many years ago when superhuman feats were happening as a result of Tyson's protein power in the chicken. And there were many others. What I liked about the bungalow example above, though, is that the exaggeration, while paranormal in nature, is not completely out of the ordinary. There are psychics with TV shows, countless ghost hunting shows, which I aforementioned, paranormal podcasts like the Paranormal Podcast with Jim Harrell, blogs on the paranormal, YouTube channels. Paranormal is everywhere. See, I said that. And the concept and intrigue of a haunted house is etched in our psyches. Well, so a paranormal inspection is not a ridiculous exaggeration. Some who believe in such things might even call this new service useful. But regardless, this idea is great because the paranormal story is juxtaposed to the everyday bungalow man conducting his thorough normal house inspection. We are left with the impression that if bungalow would go to such lengths to inspect the house with psychics, then the everyday inspection must be incredibly nice. If you're going to come up with a great idea like this, then don't just sort of do it. Really do it. When I first saw the film above, I was excited to go to the website to see how they paid it off. But there was nothing at the top of the page. So I scrolled down. Nothing scrolled all the way to the bottom. Nothing. Not one word about the paranormal inspections that I could easily find. So I clicked around trying to find it on other pages. Took a few clicks to finally find a blog post on the idea, a blog post, that is. That's it. But in reading the blog post, I got excited again because it included what looked like a real paranormal inspection report. The house in question was clear of any evil spirits and then said, yes, you can view the full paranormal inspection report for any of our home listings and all other inspection reports at bungalowhomes.com. With that promise, I clicked around the four or five homes in the Atlanta area, expecting to see their respective paranormal inspection report, but found nothing but a normal real estate page with normal real estate information. It was nicely designed with lots of information on each house, but nothing paranormal about it. Maybe I missed it, but I was actively looking for it and found nothing. I imagine that what others who are less motivated than me will also find. Bungalow has a great idea here, and there's still time before Halloween to make it more than a blog post. Include the theme on the homepage. That's easy. Add paranormal reports to every listing on the site. Less easy. But you said it was all of your listings. Offer free paranormal reports to anyone looking to list houses for the first time. Light up your listing homes with scary lights every night. Hold open houses on Halloween night and give away candy to the kids trick-or-treating. Kids whose parents following along might want to look around at the houses real quick. Okay, bungalow? Publicize a house that actually has some honest-to-goodness paranormal readings from honest-to-goodness psychics. Might actually sell it quicker, but will generate more buzz. Get it, bungalow? And summing up, if you're going to do something interesting and provocative like this, don't park it on a blog post. Do it up big. Otherwise, a great idea like this will seem like nothing more than just an apparition. You know what I mean? So bungalow, pump it up because you're the only one doing it right now, okay? So you need to pump that up and do the darn thing. Okay, well, we're going to take a quick break here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. You're listening to Paranormal Wednesdays. And coming up, we're going to see what's been happening last week as well as this week in the paranormal news, okay? Yeah, I got to bring you up to date because stuff is happening every day, y'all. Okay, don't go anywhere. Come right on back so we can get to what was happening in the news, okay? Welcome back. You're listening to Paranormal Wednesday here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The time right now is about 6:17 on the West Coast and 9:17 on the East Coast. The phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Okay, so I told you we got to see what's going on in the news. This is the hottest story. This dropped today, okay, the 23rd. In the psychic town of Lilydale, New York, the veil between life and death is especially thin. Now, this story came out a few years ago, so this ain't the first time, but it's just dropping today as, you know, new news for people that don't know. So hidden away in upstate New York, y'all, there's an idyllic little community that looks like it has somehow been transported here from the 1950s, free of the wear and tear of the last half of a century. White picket fences surround well-maintained lawns. Smiling groups of people gather at the local church to catch up with loved ones, and a glowing sign at the town's entrance proclaims the City of Light. If you don't know any better, you might think the town of Lilydale, New York, was the most normal community in the America. There's just one catch. The majority of its residents are either psychics or ghosts. Spiritual communities are a rare thing these days, and you shouldn't feel surprised if you've never heard of one. The spiritualist movement was massively popular back in the 1800s, launching the idea of psychic mediums and pitch-dark seances into the public consciousness. But by the mid-1900s, the movement was almost as dead as the ghosts they summoned. But while most spiritualist communities withered away under the heels of skeptic jackboots, a few pockets remained spread out throughout the country. Many believers stayed near the birthplace of spiritualism in New York, founding the Casadaga Lake Free Association. Many others went south and founded their own town of Casadaga in Florida. As skepticism around the movement grew, the New York branch rebranded their town as Lilydale and slipped away from the public eye. The basic premise behind spiritualism is simple. No one really leaves when they die, and death is simply a change of state. In the living are a melting ice cube, the dead are just the water. As such, the deceased can be refrozen for a time to interact with the living, whether it be for confronting chat, a bit of advice, or even just as a fun trick at parties. It's these beliefs that have drawn some of the country's most gifted psychics to Lilydale, and today it remains one of the best-kept secrets of for community with the dead. People come here for a lot of reasons. Susan Glazer, executive director of the Lilydale Assembly, told the Huffington Post, they come for the private readings, the workshops, or they come just to be, it's a beautiful place. You don't have to talk to anybody while you're here, but you'll never meet a stranger. Every year, the quirky little town, nearly 22,000 people from all over the world, most of them eager to connect with the loved ones they've lost. Each day, numerous services occur in places like the Forest Temple, the Healing Temple, or the Inspiration Stump, during which one of the community's numerous psychics will deliver messages from the dead. We're here to prove the continuity of life, that life goes on, to let you know that your loved ones are well, that they care about you, that they're around you, said Glazer. We're not entertainment. We're not psychics. We don't do tarot cards, tea leaves. We are recognized religion by the United States of America. The sad part about spiritualism for me is that it used to be so easy and still would be so easy to fake. The knowledge that spirit communication can be faked through things like cold readings and parlor tricks is something that the community of Lilydale takes seriously. But how do you tell the gifted from the grifter? By proving your talents, of course. Any medium hopeful for a spot at Lilydale must first pass a series of rigorous tests and background checks before they're permitted to join the Lilydale Assembly. To boot, the Assembly offers refunds to clients who believe that they've been given a false reading. Good luck getting your local psychic to offer you a refund. In the month of June, the town officially opens up to visitors for the duration of the summer, and those looking to make contact with the other side can pay a small fee to enter the gated community. That fee gives guests access to rotating selections of daily activities from spiritual healing sessions to Reiki sessions. Yes, they do Reiki healing there as well. Even spoon bending parties and private consultations with the psychic medium of your choice. One of the more interesting pieces of history found in Lilydale is the original site of the Fox Sisters Cabin, now a memorial for the two girls who arguably launched the entire spiritualism movement, even if their actions weren't exactly the up and up. Fun fact, in nearby Rochester, New York, you can even visit the original rapping table the Fox girls used to contact the dead, complete with the secret knocking mechanism operated by foot. Those who find themselves interested by the community's stranger vibes can even book a week at the Maplewood Hotel with other curious out-of-towners. They might have to share their rooms with a ghost or two, but most don't mind. That's why they come to Lilydale after all. This place radiates peace, love, and a gentle healing energy. One medium told ABC News, and everyone feels these things. If you're planning a visit to the City of Light, whether it be for comfort or out of pure curiosity, the town locals have only one important word of advice. If you come with an open mind, you just might find the answers that you are looking for. Huh? Isn't that neat? That is so, so neat. I like that. Well, thank you, Town of Lilydale, New York, for sharing that with us. Okay. Let's see. What was the next story? Oh, you guys, you got to check this out, too. I mean, you know, paranormal, right? Oh, let me check and see if I got any callers. Okay. Let me check the chat room right quick. Okay. We're doing good. We're doing good. Okay. So, now, can you use witchcraft to get better grades? One school believes you can, and they're worried. Students everywhere have endured the terror of midterms. Okay, nights full of late-night cramming, some resorting to prayer, while some clever kids in Uganda might be engaged in supernatural hanky-panky for straight A's. Dr. Stephen Kazimba, Angelica Bishop for the Midiana Diocese, is admonishing the student body to refrain from witchcraft in the classroom. I know some parents who always call their children and give them ancestors' blessings. If you hear any parent or guardian calling on the ancestors to guide you in your exam, say, no, I will not take your blessing in Jesus' name. His logic is impeccable. The ancestors call upon the students never advance beyond elementary school, so what the hell would they know about A, B, C's, and 1, 2, 3's, let alone calculus? A super-duper dick move, if you ask me, like Jesus knows anything but trigonometry. Oh, that's funny. Well, you know you have to do what you got to do. Okay, what other stories? I'll tell you what. I got this one. This one is today. This one is today. This is today's story. Woman claims to have found an alien artifact. Y'all, you should see the picture of it. But let me tell you where I found the story. So if you want to go look at the picture, it was under Unexplained Mysteries. So, you know, you have to go under unexplainedmysteries.com. But anyway, this is where I found the story. Okay, so woman claims to have found an alien artifact. The object reportedly matches a similar item that CSM James Norton allegedly found at a UFO crash site. Excuse me. This story comes courtesy of paranormal investigator Paul Dale Roberts of HPI Paranormal in Sacramento, California, who recently received a call from a woman named Stephanie Fuller. She claimed that her fiancé, a maintenance worker at an apartment block, had discovered a very strange object while cleaning up the home of a World War II veteran who had recently died. The man had been a compulsive hoarder, and it is unclear how he had obtained the object. After researching the artifacts, Fuller came across the story of Commander Sergeant Major James Norton, who in 1977 had a strange encounter with a UFO at Fort Benning, Georgia. On September 14th of that year, a group of men had been engaged in a live fire training exercise when a number of orbs appeared in the sky, followed by a large triangular-shaped craft. Shortly afterwards, many of the soldiers became ill and reported periods of missing time. According to the report, the object, whatever it was, had seemingly crash-landed in the vicinity, and Norton was able to surreptitiously retrieve a small piece of it. The metal fragment was said to be adorned with strange symbols and exhibited peculiar properties. Norton later posted a photograph online before burying the artifact on his property for safekeeping. It was this photograph that Fuller would later match to the object that was found in the veteran's flat. Ultimately, it's difficult to know what to make of this story, as there's no way to corroborate Norton or Fuller's claims unless tests can be conducted on the metal. Its origins cannot be proven either. As things stand, it makes for interesting reading, but its authenticity is open to interpretation. You can view the article about Norton's 1977 encounter here on Unexplained Things. Yes. Yeah, I'm sorry, Unexplained Things. Unexplained Mysteries, excuse me. But isn't that interesting? You guys, you got to see the it looks like it could be a letters. It looks, and you know what? It almost looks Russian, to be honest with you. It looks like part of the language could be Russian, and then there's symbols there. So I don't know what those symbols means or what, but, yeah, part of it looks like it could be Russian. Just strange. I don't know, but you guys got to check this out and see for yourself, okay? All right. Let's see what other stories. Mystery Moon gets revealed in new photograph. This is a Today story. China has published a new image showing the strange substance found by U-22 on the dark side of the moon. Well, let's see what it says. Situated with the 2,500-kilometer-wide South Pole Aiken Basin, the rover, which landed on the moon as part of China's groundbreaking Change 4 mission back in January, first noticed the anomalous gel after spotting a shiny object while trundling across the lunar surface. Exhibiting a shape and color that stands out against the surrounding regolith, the gel has been described as having a mysterious luster and is situated right in the middle of an impact crater. Now, in a renewed effort to get the bottom of the mystery, China's space agency has released a new photograph showing the anomaly substance in more detail. Well, you know what? That could be a portal. Did you guys think about that? I mean, I see the gel and stuff, but how do you know that could be a portal or a dimension, some type of time slot or time band? I mean, I'm just saying, it's something to think about. That's why it's probably a jelly substance, excuse me, instead of something hard. It could be a time dimension or portal. One possible explanation is that the substance could be a type of dark glass that forms during an asteroid impact, the same glass previously seen by Apollo 17 astronauts back in 1972. So this is what they told us. excuse me. The shape of the fragments appeared fairly similar to other materials in the area, said NASA. Postdoctoral program fellow Dan Moriarty, who has conducted a detailed analysis of the image, what this tells us is that this material has a similar history as the surrounding material. It was broken up and fractured by impacts on the lunar surface, just like the surrounding soil. It appears to have brighter material embedded within the larger, darker regions, although there is a chance there is a light glinting off of a smooth surface. If China's rover can get an even closer look at the substance when it wakes up from its next two-week lunar night cycle, it may be possible to solve this mystery once and for all. Okay. So now we know the rest of the story. Well, let's hope so. Let's hope so. Now here's a story. I don't know. so much psychic, but world's loudest bird has a true deafening call. This incredible species of bird is called the white bell bird, can make one heck of a ding. The incredible species of bird from the Amazon can build out a call so loud that it can actually damage your eardrums. Like, wow. Known as the white-billed bird, this tree-dwelling rainforest species has been officially recognized by scientists as the world's loudest bird with a call that peaks at an average of 125 decibels. Whoa! Okay, dang. Yeah, that would pop an eardrum. That puts it on par with a jackhammer, a clap of thunder, or a balloon popping. Its ear-splitting call is used by the males to attract females. Well, I don't think they miss you. Soon they hear you. They hear you, bro. Okay? They hear you. Attract females in conjunction with their distinctive snow-white plumage and the peculiar long black neck, peculiar long black worn-like ornament that hangs from the upper beak. Its ear-splitting, okay, despite the intense volume of the call, the elaborate courting ritual happens in close proximity to the female bird. The male begins by calling out his back to her before suddenly turning around. It's really dramatic, and lead study author Jeffrey Potos from the University of Massachusetts. You see this bird spinning around, and he's got his beak wide open, and the blast, the second note, right in the place female would have been had she been smart enough to back off. Exactly why the birds engage in such a potentially dangerous display remains unclear. You can listen to, okay, yeah. Nah, I don't want to hear, but anyway. Okay, let's go back to, well, let's take another quick break here, and we'll come right back. So don't go anywhere. Quick break.
Thank you.
welcome back. You're listening to In the Studio with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. In the studio, Paranormal Wednesday here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number to the show is 646-727-2914, area code 646-727-2914. Well, I hope you're enjoying the show. Man, these are some interesting articles, y'all. I just found one. I'm definitely sharing this. I got one on this guy in New York. He's like the real wizard, so I'm definitely going to talk, but I may save that one for last because it's kind of comical, but it's cute. But this one about the former MIR astronaut that recalls a U.S. sighting, what did Lingener and his crewmate see outside the MIR image? So this is a good story. Retired NASA astronaut Jerry Jerry Lineager claims that he encountered several anomalies during his time in space. A former captain in the United States Navy Medical Corps, Lineager spent a total of 132 days aboard the Russian space station MIR as part of the STS-81 mission in 1997. In a recent interview, he recalled some of the strange things that he saw during that time. Well, I'm going to stick my neck out, but how many people think I saw a UFO when I was up there? He said, quote unquote. Well, I did. I saw things in the true sense of the word, unidentified flying objects. Now, don't take me out of context. I didn't say aliens, but I saw stuff that made me call my crew over and say, what the heck is that? The first astronaut ever to conduct a spacewalk outside a foreign space station, Lineager was joined by two Russian cosmonauts during his time on MIR. On several occasions, a crew would spot something unusual out in space but were unable to determine if they were looking at a large object in the distance or a small object that was just outside. It is something 100,000 miles away that the size of a big spacecraft, he said, is very hard to distinguish that. Usually it was something you could kind of explain, maybe an internal tank or something like that, but you would see things and you'd go, wow, that's cool. I don't know what that was exactly, but it's not a satellite. You definitely just, like when you see something weird on Earth, you call everyone, like, you know, I don't care what you're doing, get over here and take a look at this. Well, we always knew it because, you know, our guys won't admit to it, y'all. You know that, right? Because, you know, they've seen stuff. All the different astronauts that have been up there to the STS, been up to the space station. Come on. You know that they've seen. They've even showed on Google Earth where when they're looking at the moon or whatever and see objects flying by. So, come on. We're going from a satellite down to the Earth. You are up there. We are in space. That's for certain, okay? We aren't going to space. We're in space. That's where the planet is. But you have the ability, you astronauts, to see infinity because it is infinity. There is no beginning and no ending. So, yeah. There's so many different timelines and dimensions. Oh, my God, and multiverses, y'all, it's just unending. So don't think because, oh, yeah, when I'm dying at the end and then I come back brand new. Hell no. It's never ending because the soul never dies, okay? So it's never ending. Anyway, okay, this is a story about the guy in New York. I got to share this. Meet Devin Person, a real-life wizard who grants wishes on the New York City subway. For most of us, ignoring the strange people on the subway is second nature. But if you ever find yourself in the tunnels below New York City and you notice a bearded man in a bright green pointy hat and matching robe, you should probably go talk to him. You see, he's a real-life wizard who uses magic to grant wishes. Devin Person has fully embraced the classic archetype of the wizard, though the use of techniques like hypnosis and ritual magic persons had made it his life goal to enchant the lives of New York residents, finding magic in the mundane. In the season's premiere of the critically acclaimed podcast series, Europhomet, host Jim Perry follows Person as he makes his rounds in the city. And the result is a fascinating look at how one simple word, wizard, is a magic spell which forces us to rethink our version of reality. It is a very fun word archetype to occupy because if I say wizard, people have an image in their mind, like a guy with a beard and a pointed hat and magic, and there's this whole thing. And yet there's a bunch of questions. What is a wizard in the modern world? What do you do? How does that work? Their curiosity kicks in. Person says, that's, in a sense, a magic spell. I can say this one word, and I cause an internal experience in you and an emotional experience as largely associated with curiosity and wonder, and will be very different experience that if I said lawyer. For a person who has become such a beloved figure in Brooklyn that he's garnered a profile in the New York Times, real magic exists beyond the scope of classification. I think part of the joy of being a wizard is coloring outside the box. Person told Euphormet, meet certain types of people who are very interested in finding a box to contain wizard in. They either want to disprove that I'm a wizard, that's not possible, or more commonly, they want to take a box that they are already familiar with and use that to contain me. Wow, that's really interesting. I hope they do more articles on this guy. That's really interesting. I mean, if he believes it himself, what can you say, you know? What can you say? If he believes it himself, then so be it. And so be it. Yep. Okay, well, that's about our show for tonight. I don't see, what is this happening? London Hoverboard. London's Hoverboard. U.S. Army signs deal to exploit UFO technology category. Oh, please. Let's see what this is in London right quick before we go off the air. Mystery surrounds London's Havering Board. What is that? An extraordinary cache of Bronze Age weapons found in London has left experts scratching their heads. Unearthed in the British capital back in September of last year, the stash of 450 objects, which dates back to between 900 and 800 BC, was found during an archaeological investigation in Havering. Consisting of axe heads, spearheads, daggers, knives, swords, fragments. The so-called Havering Hoard is the largest discovery of its kind in London and the third largest in the UK. What makes the find particularly notable, however, is the fact that the weapons are all broken and that someone had taken the time to bury them all in small groups around the site. Exactly why this was done continues to remain a mystery. It is incredibly rare to have uncovered a hoard of this size on one site, said Roy Stevenson from the Museum of London Docklands. This discovery is of huge importance and raises questions as to why the treasure was buried in this way and why it was never recovered. Yeah, because you guys, 900 to 800 BC, come on. Some experts have suggested that a metal worker may have been operating in the area and that the broken weapons had been in the process of being repaired or refurbished. Others, meanwhile, speculate that the weapons had been intended as religious offerings or may have even been dumped at the site after the rise of iron weapons caused their value to plummet. As things stand, we may never know for sure. That is interesting. Okay, well, that is your Paranormal Wednesday news. Nobody called in to want to share, so what can I say, okay? I hope you enjoyed the information that I brought to you. It was my pleasure, my honor to do that. If no one's told you they love you today, well, I do. And I'm glad that you were listening and supporting the show. I appreciate that. All right, y'all go out and make it a good day. I'll be back tomorrow night with In the Studio with Lenny. All right, go out and have a good one, y'all. Be careful out there.